Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Believe, doubters. Klopp is driving LFC onwards, but Trevor Downey. At Anfield yesterday, after a creditable objective had been achieved by Liverpool, as cute children in replica kits tottered wide-eyed after their fathers, and as an intoxicating relief had flooded the famous old stadium, Lucas Leiva said some words into a microphone, whilst clutching a small memorial in the shape of the number 21 he's worn for a decade. The famously amiable Brazilian was struggling to master his emotions. His wife had long since given up the fight, sobbing as she filmed him on her phone. They both knew an era of their lives was ending. I'm happy to say that it got me right in the field basket, especially after the affectionate embrace given to the utility man by Kenny Dalglish. Now I realise that not everyone is as much of a sentimental sap as your columnist, and if you had your most cynical hat on, if you were the type of person who revels in a contrarian curmudgeonliness, you might have found the whole thing a tad mawkish. You know the type of thing, some guff about the celebration of mediocrity, the embarrassing elevation of the ordinary, footballers' wages perhaps? Maybe you hate babies. Whatever. Thankfully then, before you had time to get overly miserable and petty about a comparatively modest celebration of something good in L4, your cringe radar would have started to ping relentlessly due to the seismic absurdity of events at Stamford Bridge, when an actual game was stopped, with the cooperation of David Moyes' Sunderland, so that John Terry might be applauded off the field on the 26th minute, in recognition of the years of service given by the captain, leader, legend. It was staggering self-indulgence, the logistics of the obsequious gesture, and the player's will to be part of such a self-aggrandizing display would actually make your head hurt were you to analyse it, because that level of onanism is thankfully beyond most of us. By contrast, over at Old Trafford, that other master of self-regard, Jose Mourinho, was not feeling the love at all. The professionally bitter Portuguese was introduced to an almost abandoned press room by a hapless PR type, who inquired if any of those present had any questions on United's 2-0 win over Crystal Palace. The absolute silence which ensued could only have been more mortifying if it had been perforated by intermittent cricket noises. Within 10 seconds of arriving, Mourinho was leaving and feigning gratitude for the mercy shown him. It honestly put me in mind of that baby gif where the nipper looks stunned upon entering a room and turns away in gloriously comedic fashion. Meanwhile, back at Anfield, after all the needless pressure-building talk of cup finals, after all the attendant angst that Klopp's side would come up just short in the very biggest of games for the third time and the second season in a row, the aforementioned relief was most understandable. Much to the dismay of grumpy old codgers everywhere, Jurgen Klopp, his players and staff and fans everywhere were gratified by the attainment of a playoff spot for the Champions League and had the temerity to celebrate it. I wrote only last week of how there had been tangible progress at LFC under Klopp, regardless of a top four finish, but having secured that coveted berth, the success is more quantifiable, and in the opinion of this columnist, the least the German and his squad deserve for their efforts in a campaign bedeviled by the most wretched luck with injuries to so many key men. In the perverse rush to self-flagellate that so many Reds fans display, it is seen as somehow weak to acknowledge the heavy blow dealt to Klopp by critical absences to a team he was finally starting to mould his vision. The resulting struggles and the manager's tendency to stick with the same approach garnered plenty of critical assessments. The final league placing is a pleasing validation for the gaffer and his trusted lieutenants. The qualifier itself, however, will be far from a formality, and the ongoing uncertainty around group stage participation may still be a negative factor in attracting transfer targets. But the potential, the chance of the Reds swanning around the finest stadium in Europe is enough for now. 76 points is a splendid return given the troubled circumstances of the campaign. And if Klopp can recruit more players of the ilk of Joel Matip, Sadio Mane and Jorginho Wijnaldum, that tally can certainly be improved upon in the season to come. The manager and his charges have imbued fans with that most precious of things, justifiable hope. Not the kind that kills you, the kind that makes your spirit soar, the kind that makes you dream. For me, it's the best competition. You want to be there and Liverpool needs to be there consistently, the touchline mentalist insisted. I love the perspective. I would not say we're already in because qualification is qualification. We're already looking forward to it. We will be really strong and we will fight for it because we want to be there and it's all good. It's a fantastic competition and I think in the last 10 years Liverpool was not part of it too often. 3 years ago, once only maybe. We should try everything to change this. We have to make steps, and the step for us to be around the best teams in the world because we are one of the best clubs. One of the best. That's bloody right, Jurgen. That's dead bloody right. Only the most mealy-mouthed will be anything other than thrilled at the prospect of this manager leading the Red Men into Europe for what will hopefully be the first of many successive seasons. He has wrestled back the fatalistic narrative of the Reds as bottlers. He has overseen the rehabilitation of LFC's reputation as a match for anyone. He has made us dream and made doubters believe. It's only the first step, but it feels like the ground is solid underfoot as Liverpool and Klopp begin their journey in earnest. These things normally develop over the course of a day or a night or whatever kind of time I've allocated to it. You're talking about literally hours that I'll put into just framing the ideas and then putting the words around that. This one just flowed from the first sentence to the last because there's something I think in all of us who've suffered and endured the slings and arrows with the Reds over recent years, especially the loss of the finals last year when everyone was so excited about the immediate future under Klopp and it seemed to be so exciting, and it was exciting and it is exciting and it continues to be exciting. And again, the flirtation with the top of the league was another thing that people, I think, bought into to the extent that their depression about not achieving it sort of comically outweighed the joy they should have taken in being there for a while at least. Because all that guff about Liverpool should be top of the league, Liverpool exists to win trophies, we need to earn that again. And it's only old codgers of my generation who come out with that kind of stuff with a serious, with a pole face and a straight face. And it's nonsense. And we need to build from the start. And this is the guy to do it. And I think you know that in your heart if you're a Liverpool fan. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen on this man's watch. And I am absolutely thrilled to bits and proud as punch of him and of the lads that he's put together to have gotten that. And there's something particularly stirring about the fact that we did it by a point on the last day when it was down to us and we could have bottled it and we didn't bottle it. And for all of those of you who are out there thinking we're going to bottle it, give yourself a little hug because you deserve it, because you are trauma damaged, and this guy is the guy who's going to fix that. It's not going to be easy, and we may not cruise back into this thing at a rate of knots, and we still have a bloody qualifier to manage, and God knows what people will do if we don't get into that. But if we don't get into that, we'll just go and win the Europa League this time next year. I don't care. This is the guy who's going to lead us back to the good times. He's already doing it. Please tell me you can see it at this stage. All of you who are cribbing and moaning, tell me you can see it because it's there and it's clear for everyone. And I could not be happier to be a Red Man.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.